Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Well, speaking of the Dodgers, let's go to L.A., Rob. And a lot of talk. I mean, and to be honest, maybe it's just today's sports climate. You know, we have so many talk shows on television and radio that maybe this is just how it is nowadays. You're going to talk about stuff. But, Rob, we're not even halfway through the season yet, and the MVP award in the NBA is almost a daily discussion, you know? And so Anthony Davis did a story for The Athletic, or an interview with The Athletic, and he was asked about LeBron. A lot of talk about LeBron in his 18th year maybe becoming, you know, the only player ever to win an MVP award at such a late stage of his career.
It's funny because of the column I wrote yesterday, right? Was it yesterday?
When you said he lost it already.
Yeah. Was that yesterday? And, that's today.
Yep. We talked about it yesterday.
Yeah, we talked about it. Right, it came out today.
So AD said LeBron couldn't care less about the MVP award. Here's his quote. "Put it to you like this. I know that man does not care about MVP awards. He cares about championships. So if he loses the MVP and wins the championship like he did last year, he doesn't care. So that's what his mindset is. He's not focused on MVPs. He's focused on finals MVPs. I'm going to let you go first on this, Rob.
What? Hello? Does Anthony Davis even listen to LeBron? I don't
Apparently
think he even
not.
He's never heard LeBron talk about the MVP. Do you remember the hissy fit he threw last year, Chris? When he saw what was the vote total?
If I don't, or anybody that does it, here it goes.
Pissed me off. That's my true answer. It pissed me off because out of 101 votes, I got 16 first place votes. That's what pissed me off more than anything. You know, not saying that, you know, the winner wasn't deserving of the MVP, but that pissed me off. And I finished second a lot in my career, either from a championship and now four times as an MVP. You know, like I said, I never came into this league saying, let me be an MVP or you know, be a champion. I've always said, I just want to get better and better every single day. And those things that take care of yourself. There's some things that's just out of my hand and some things you can't control. But it pissed me off.
So, Anthony Davis, did that sound like a guy who could care less about the MVP? He knows the vote total, wouldn't even say Giannis's name. Well, I'm not saying about the winner, you know, whoever that is, whoever won, you know, like, okay. Stop it! He wants to win an MVP. He wants to build his resume. Chris, when the season started, we both sat on this very radio show about 10 days ago and said he was the leader. Didn't we?
Yep.
I said it. Yes, you called me the LeBron hater. I said he was the MVP 10 days ago. Live and in living color. He ain't no more. And the idea that Anthony Davis is saying he doesn't care about it and this and that. I'm not saying
that's what. It makes you look bad, AD.
Right.
It really does. It's
not like we're saying that's what drives him. But, Chris, he wants to win. That's why he was so hurt last year. It was a landslide.
Rob, landslide. He was, for lack of a better word, complained when Derrick Rose won it in 2011. And complained a bit when Marc Gasol won Defensive Player of the Year in 2013. And so LeBron wants to win MVPs. And AD, I get it. You go to bat for your boy and your teammate. But this is ridiculous because LeBron's own words defy what you said. So now you just look like we can't really trust you to believe what you're saying, you know, when you comment on your teammates and stuff. But let me say this. Yes, LeBron wants to win MVP awards. And I got no problem with it.
Nobody should.
Is this thing on, Rob Park? Is this thing on? LeBron James is a human being. All right, he likes accolades. I got no problem whatsoever with LeBron wanting to win as many MVPs as possible. That doesn't mean he doesn't also want to win the championship or that he doesn't want to win the championship more. But he wants to win MVP. Rob, the only players that don't care about winning MVP awards, Rob, are the players that know they can't win it.
Right.
The players that know they're not good enough.
Right. It's not in your mindset. You don't even think about it. Right.
No. I was a star basketball player in high school. And I cared at that about all conference, making all city, all that stuff. In college, I was a role player. I didn't care about being all conference because I knew I wasn't going to be all conference. I mean, I was a role player. And that's the mindset. So LeBron James is a superstar. Yes, he wants to win every MVP award he's eligible for, and I'm fine with it. He should. Michael Jordan wanted it. Hakeem Olajuwon, Shaq, Kobe, Kareem, Magic, Bird, they all wanted it. That's one thing that helped make them so great.
Chris.
So why don't you just be honest, AD? Yeah, look, LeBron's the best player in the world. He wants to win the MVP award. He wants the finals more. Yes, championships more. But he also does want the MVP award. Yes, that drives him. Just be honest.
I just want to clarify one thing. When you said you were a role player, is that Kaiser or Pumpernickel? What kind of role were you?
That might be the worst
yet.
Everything's
not funny. Alex, where were you?
That might.
I was trying to register how bad it was, Rob.
That might be the worst joke yet, Rob, of the 2.5 years together on this show.
I'm always trying to get better. All right, whatever.
And let me say this, Rock, because a lot of the analytics guys, you know, they will say, and look, LeBron has been the best player, you know, for the most part, for the past, what, decade, 12 years, something like that? And guess what? Michael Jordan was the best player in the league for probably 12 years or so straight. And Michael only won 5. LeBron's won 4. Kareem
won
6.
There were years when people were saying, like, Michael could have won it every year. But there were years Charles Barkley was better, played great. You know what I mean? So people
right,
just
but he wasn't ever a better player than Jordan.
Right.
But he was.
He had,
know,
a better
had a great year.
Right.
Yes.
And I never remember, Chris, you could tell me. Because, you know, I covered Michael Jordan during that time. I don't remember him making a stink over somebody else winning or him not winning. I don't remember.
Well, I do remember him always, like, you know, because he said this coming into the league, you know, and early in the league when Magic and Bird and even Isaiah were winning, those were the guys he shot for. And he did, you know, I think there's a quote somewhere where he had told maybe his wife or something, you know, man, Magic won it again. You know, that type of thing. Magic won another MVP. So not in a way that, oh, Magic isn't any good. He didn't deserve it or anything like that.
Right.
But just the competitive
nature. Not sour grapes, but he wanted to win. Right. And LeBron wants to win. So AD, with this story, it sounds silly. I agree with you. Like, you want to go to a guy and get some insight, get a, you know, I feel like he's sharing a little something. Man, this guy burns. Like, you know, like a quote would have been like, you know, I admire that about LeBron. Even in year 18 and all the things he's done, he still has the drive and desire. He wants to be the best player in the league. You know what I mean?
Right.
And if he's crowned with an MVP, that would be an awesome achievement. Not he doesn't care. It's not true.
Exactly. You're like,
come
on.
Not true.
Right. Like if AD won the MVP award, he'd be overjoyed. You know? And Rob, look, let's keep it all the way real. Our radio show was voted a top 20 national show, sports show in the country.
Right.
Which is
national
a nice show. Honor. But we should have been higher.
No doubt.
And we were, upset's too strong, but you know, we were like, yo, really? That's where
Especially
we're at?
Especially some of the relics that were ahead of us. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying,
I mean,
that doesn't make us bad.
Radio.
That right. That's you're human beings. When you put your all into something, and you're good enough, you want to be rewarded. Let me finally say this, because a lot of analytics guys, Rob, they'll, you know, well, whether it's LeBron or some other player, oh, analytically, he should have won the MVP and this and that. There was an award given out from 1984 to 2002 in the NBA. It was called the IBM MVP Award. And you know IBM, the technology company. And they gave out an MVP every year from 84 to 2002. And it was based on stats. It was very similar to today's player efficiency ratings. So it was no subjectivity, no eye test, no taking into account, you know, teammates and all that stuff. It was purely based on player efficiency rating or something very close to that. David Robinson won it more than anybody else, 5 times. Now, David Robinson was a great player, Hall of Famer, deservedly and all that. But he wasn't better than Magic. He wasn't better than Michael Jordan.
Right.
Magic won it twice. Magic won it once. Charles Barkley won it 3 times. Michael Jordan and Shaq won it twice. And then guys like Olajuwon, Grant Hill, Dennis Rodman, Dikembe Mutombo, Karl Malone, and Tim Duncan, they all won it once. So let's just keep it real, because it is subjective. And LeBron made a point that, you know, the criteria changes and shifts. It's just, there is no criteria. The league doesn't give you a list of things to look for. So every voter has his own criteria. But I would rather that, Rob, than a stale analytics statistical measure, and whoever had the highest PER or the highest combination of points, rebounds, assists, well, right? Because eye tests matter. Analytics told us, Rob, this is true, a week ago. Analytics told us that the Lakers were better defensively with Anthony Davis and Dennis Schroeder on the bench.
Right.
That's true. It said they were better defensively without those two.
And then nobody will believe that.
Right, because it's ridiculous. Look at them now. How good do they look defensively? remember a few years ago when they said San Antonio was better defensively without Kawhi? That's what the analytics said? Come on. And that's when he was really in his defensive prime. So, look, the eye test, subjectivity, all the human elements that voters want to take into account, that matters. And that's much better than some computer just spitting out who's the MVP every year. So, LeBron's got 4. That's great. He's behind. Kareem's the highest with 6. Then Jordan and Bill Russell with 5. And LeBron's next with 4. So, I'm with you though, Rob. Anthony Davis should have just been honest. Nobody would have killed him.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
One of the top soccer players in the world, of course, he's overseas, so he calls himself a
footballer.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Yes. Who is Croatian and Bosnian, but he was born in Sweden. He plays for AC Milan, and he was critical of LeBron James for speaking out on political issues. Do we have that sound, Rob? Okay, here he is.
He's a phenomenal in what he's doing, but I don't like when people, when they have some kind of status and they go in and they do politics at the same time what they're doing. I mean, do what you're good at. Do the category you do. I play football because I'm the best in playing football. I don't do politics. If I would be a politician, I would do politics. That is the first mistake people do when they become famous and this come in a certain status. Stay out of it. Just do what you're best at, because it doesn't look good.
All right. Let me say this quickly, Rob, and then you can go ahead. He's an outspoken. I'm not going to act like I know a lot about this dude, but what I do know is that he's very outspoken, very braggadocious, doesn't bite his tongue. And a lot of people like him because he's, you know, he'll say what he wants and he'll call people out. And, you know, that's the type of guy he is. But I just wanted to give that little background before we discuss this. But go ahead, Rob.
I think he's out of bounds. I just whenever people tell people what they should do. So let me get this right, Chris. I can be a damn bartender. I can be a bus driver. I can be the guy who sells donuts at the bus terminal. And I could talk about politics, but if you're an athlete, you can't? Since when? What logic does that make? The woman who checked out my groceries, she could talk about politics, but I'm an athlete and I can't? You're a citizen first. Would you guys stop with this? That they don't live in this country, they're not affected by what goes on? Athletes have just as much right as the average Joe. The only freaking reason people don't want to hear from them is because they don't have the same opinion as you. That's why you don't want to hear from them. It ain't got nothing to do with them being an athlete. Really? The guy running the convenience store, he has an opinion about politics. Stop it with all this, Chris. I can't take it anymore.
Well, if this guy were a white American or even from one of the wealthier nations in Europe, I would say this is white privilege. But obviously, Croatian, Bosnian, he's had it tough himself and his people have. So I won't go the white privilege route. But what I'll say is obviously LeBron James is an African American. And all African American athletes obviously don't speak out. The greatest, arguably, of them all, Michael Jordan, did not speak out. So everyone's not going to. However, Rob, I've said this before and I'll say it again. African Americans have needed our athletes to speak out. And I am firmly convinced that if African Americans were not such great athletes, Rob, and to a lesser degree, entertainers, music, comedy, acting, all that stuff, I do not think we'd be as far as we are in this nation. I don't think we would be, obviously, we still got a ways to go, but I don't think we'd be accepted to the degree that we are today. But white men, like all American men, for the most part, love sports. And blacks have just been dominant for the last 60 years. You know, once we got the opportunity to really, you know, play and not be held back because of our skin color. And because we've been so dominant, that's endeared us to white Americans to some degree. And I'm not saying it's made everything perfect, obviously. But it has had an impact. It shouldn't take that. We could have sucked in sports and we still should be treated equal. But it has been a factor, I really believe, Rob. And then when your athletes, your Muhammad Ali's, your Jim Browns, your Bill Russell's, and today your LeBron James's and guys like that, when they do speak out and share the black what many black people feel. I'm not going to say
not all,
just the right, black not perspective, all. Right, because it not all. But when they share a sentiment that is common in the black community, it has power because, to be honest, the stats show you, white Americans are the most segregated group of Americans in the country. And so a lot don't really interact on a daily basis with African Americans. And if they do, sometimes it may be at work and it's not really, you know, a level playing field, so to speak. And so a lot of times they don't know how black people feel. Or what black people are thinking about,
Chris,
or what goes on in the black community in the inner city. So I think it's very important for black athletes to speak out.
I don't even know if this has ever happened to you, and it might have, because we both worked in New York. And in New York, you work and you walk in the streets, Chris, and you run into people, right?
Right.
It's not like most cities in America. You get in your car, you go to where you're going, you get out, you walk from the parking lot, right?
Right.
So you don't run into, but in New York, you can run into people on the street.
Subway, you might be on public transportation.
Right, people have to take the subway. Everybody can't drive. So you know, rich people are packed in the subway, Chris, with poor people, right? That's New York.
Right.
I don't know how many times you're working with somebody white in the office. They see you every day. They speak to you every day, Chris. And you're out in the street, and they walk past you like they don't even know you.
Really? Yes, I have not had that happen.
I've had that happen where I'm like, hey, to get their attention. And not that they're not looking anywhere, is that when they're on the street.
They see you?
Is what I'm saying is they see a black person. But okay. In the office where they're expecting to see me, do you see what I'm saying? Like, it's just a difference. That's what I've noticed to me. Like, you know, like that's happened. But your point about being segregated and not really living in the black world or dealing with black people, I think a lot of people live that way. And I do. And I think the biggest issue is not that athletes are saying something. It's that it's not what they want. And I'll just say this, and I'm just going to keep it real. You know, Clay Travis says all the time about politics, right? Like, it's the show, there shouldn't be a politics. NBA
doesn't he have a political show?
Yes. That was my point. That's exactly my point, is that he had a show where Trump was on it. So I just, like you're saying, the NBA shouldn't be woke. It shouldn't be about politics, and you have politics. Do you see what I'm saying?
You're right.
And I bring it up just for the point of the idea that it's because it's not what you want to hear. That's why you have a problem with it, not that they have something to say.
I agree. And I'm going to be honest too, Rob, and you may feel the same way. When I hear an athlete speaking out against something I don't agree with, and if I adamantly disagree with him, I don't really want to hear it either. So I get it. That's how human beings are. Like, if top big-time athletes are speaking out about something, and this doesn't really happen generally, but I'm just saying, being honest, if somebody were speaking out and pushing something that I didn't agree with, then I wouldn't want to hear it either. So that is what it boils down to. I don't think people mind having athletes speak out. It's just what they're saying. You're right, to your point, Rob, a lot of people that claim that they don't want to hear athletes speak out. Let's say that they didn't like, you know, LeBron obviously was promoting Biden and Kamala Harris and all that stuff. If you would have had an athlete, let's say Tom Brady, if he comes up there, you know, Donald Trump is my friend. I think he's been a great president, and I'm voting for him. Like, they would have loved that.
Would have loved it. It would have been on every commercial, Chris.
Right.
Don't act like it. And all the guys, the only reason that they didn't use guys, Chris, you know who came out for Trump in that way? Like old white guys, Mike Ditka and old former football coaches.
Right.
You know what I mean? And people like that. So they didn't use that, but those are the guys, not like the big stars of today. Imagine Aaron Rodgers or, you know, Tom Brady or people like that. Don't tell me they wouldn't use that or they wouldn't embrace it. Yes, they would.
Right.
Yes, they would.
And it just, it boils down to this, Rob. You got a right to say something. And whether you're white, black, or whatever your race or ethnicity, you can speak out on what you want. And if you're an athlete and you want to use your platform for a greater good, obviously you're not every time you take the mic saying something.
No, you can't be on a soapbox. When it's relevant,
when it's appropriate,
Chris,
and relevant, I have no problem. Again, and I'll be honest, like I said, if I don't agree with the guy, I'm kind of tired of it, yeah. But that's just how it is. People have the freedom to say what they want to say. And again, to the black athletes, they are largely and certainly years ago the most beloved African Americans in the country. I mean, let's just keep it real. And they're irreplaceable. You can't replace a LeBron James. LeBron can say whatever he wants, and you might not like it. Maybe you won't buy his shoes, but you ain't gonna cut him. That dude is irreplaceable. And other, you know, Pat Mahomes and others, same thing. So we need them to speak out on certain issues. I'm not going to degrade or berate the ones that don't. You know, I love Michael Jordan. We all love him as a player and even as
a
person.
I ripped Michael Jordan during his time.
We wanted him to speak out. Yeah, we wanted him to speak out. But everybody's, what I would say is this, and this goes, again, for any race or ethnicity, you don't have to be an expert. You can't have an opinion. You're going to be playing ball. You're not going to know as much maybe as someone who studies that. But
that's what I just brought up about the people work at Walgreens or at the grocery store or driving a cab. You know what? It doesn't mean that you can't have an opinion.
Right. I would just say, though, when you do speak out, have a little knowledge. And again, especially if we're talking about the black community, have a little bit of knowledge of what you're saying so you don't make a fool out of yourself. And a lot of times people look at you as a representative of your group of people. And so I would just say, you don't have to be an expert, but have a little bit of knowledge about it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Speaking of big stars, Rob, now this one has something to say. Shaquille O'Neal. Now, Shaq I think he's become really good on that TNT set inside the NBA with Charles Barkley, Kenny Smith, and Ernie Johnson. And that's not easy to do, Rob. You know, I mean, they had such a good thing going with just the three of them that you could ruin it if you put the wrong guy in there.
I just wish Shaq mumbles a little bit too much for me. Chris,
he always has.
No, I know, but I'm just saying that's the only thing. Like sometimes I can remember his first day on the show. Do you remember his first day on or no?
I remember his first season, maybe it might have been the first season, because I didn't think he was good initially.
I was watching his debut, and guess what? Somebody from home tweeted. I swear, and I was like right on the money. And the guy tweeted, turn up Shaq's mic, because you couldn't hear him. That was his first, turn up Shaq's mic. No, his mic is turned up. Go ahead.
I thought when he first got on the show, which is natural, I thought he was trying to be an analyst.
Right.
You know, like trying to, this is an overstatement, but, you know, sound like Bryant Gumbel or Bob Costa.
You don't need to do that. Right. That's not what you need.
Somebody got to him and said, look, Shaq, be yourself. You were an all-time great player. Just give us the insight from you as a great player.
Like you're sitting around talking to the other guys who play ball. Just talk.
And that's what he's good at. But, you know, look, Rob, you just said it. If you're sitting around talking with your boys about the game, sometimes you're going to be critical, right? Yo, man, he ain't no good. How this dude get his money? Or how, you know, man, they need to stop playing him or whatever. And that's what Shaq's done. He's gotten some criticism for it. A lot of the current players don't like it. And Shaq has said last night he's going to dial it down. Here he is.
My mother pulled me aside last night and said, baby, take it easy on the young guys. So you're going to see a new approach to me talking about these bums.
Rob, the way he said it, I mean, I don't know if he's – I think he may try to have a new approach.
I think he's probably going to revert to doing what he's done. If I could text Shaq right now, I'd say scrap the new approach. Just be honest. You don't need to talk about people's money. That's the only thing I'll criticize him, Chris, about. But if you don't think a guy's a good player or the guy needs to improve and you could point out what he needs to do or ways to improve or what's wrong, I'm all for that. Everybody's not going to like you,
right,
Shaq. Everybody. So once you get over that, I think I told you this before. My mom told me that when I was a kid. She said everybody didn't like Jesus Christ either. It's okay. Everybody's not going to like you. Chris, you could say a million nice things about somebody, and the first time you say something or point out something, they're mad at you. Do you know what I mean? So you just get over it.
No, you're absolutely right. Especially in this business.
You know that. You know, you've written pieces, like tons of pieces, positive. And you write one piece, and it's like, why? What are you doing, Chris? Why you got to write that? Do you remember the other 100 pieces I wrote?
Exactly. It's true. And the thing is this, and this is what I would say to the current players. And I get it. Nobody likes being criticized. Nobody likes being criticized on national television. Nobody likes being criticized by somebody they see at an all-star game, at a regular game, or whatever, just somewhere. And you cool. Yo, what up, bro? How you doing, man? What's up? Right? So I get that. That's human nature. But here's what I would say to the players. We, whether it's just regular broadcasters like us, or even former players, Shaq, Charles Barkley, whoever, we're just, as you said earlier, right, we're sitting around critiquing the game.
Yes.
That's it. And if you listen to some of the players on podcasts, whether it's Kyrie on a podcast, KD on a podcast, whoever, they do the same thing. Once they start talking sports, Kyrie said it, man. This is the first time I had somebody I could really throw the rock to and feel like he gonna hit that shot. You was doing the same thing as us. You know, I mean, it that's all it is. And just and like here, you wouldn't want that person to think you hate them or you're a hater or whatever. You were just giving your opinion. You might be right, you might be wrong, but it was just your opinion. And that's what the players have to understand.
And this is the other issue I have is now, first it was they wanted to rip us because we didn't play in the league. Okay, if that's what you want to use. Even though there's a ton of great coaches, Chris, who never play in the NBA. Right. Never played in the NFL, never played major college football, whatever.
Here's the other thing to that point, Rod, quickly, because I know you want to finish. I don't know how to fix my car engine. But I can tell if you, the so-called expert, jacked it up.
Right.
And right. I'm allowed to say, yo, dude, what you doing to my
car?
What
are you doing? Right. You're I'm not a mechanic, but I know it ain't right. Exactly.
Right. So that's it. That's there it is.
And my other point, and I'm just going to finish. Is you don't want us to criticize you. Then they put up former players at the highest level. Now you don't want them to criticize you. So right. Which one is it, Chris? Is it that we didn't play in the league, so what do we know about playing in the NBA? Or is it that Shaq and Charles and Kenny, well, they're grumpy old men and they're just bitter because they didn't make the money we made? Well, which one is it?
Right. Right. It is what it is. And like I said, you know, when players today sit around and sometimes, you know, Rob, we've had conversations with players off the record and they'll be critical of players. Right. Yeah. I mean, that's all it is. Everybody, just like you have your opinions about what a guy did right, what a guy did wrong, who's better than who, we do too. And we're just saying them publicly because that's our job. And that's Shaq's
job. That's what we went, right.
You know?
No doubt.